And on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So how long have you been head librarian for the Appleton Library, Cindy?
Well, you know, dinosaurs did walk the earth at that point in time. That's probably what some people think.
Yeah. So you've been there a while then?
Yes, I've been here a really long time.
Well, that's good.
But
you've seen a lot of changes then?
I have. I've seen a lot of changes. I mean, I even saw computers coming to be used here because we did a lot of things by hand when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so different, all the different stages, all the different things to make room for this or to make room for that, and how some things have gone by the wayside that we don't use these items anymore. It's definitely been an interesting amount of time that I have spent here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not in this particular library, but in the other one.
Right, right.
Then I moved twice, you know, because we used to be in the council chambers, and then we moved down the hall into that larger meeting room,
mm-hmm.
and then moving here. But boy, this last move was a doozy.
Well, you had a lot of help, though, didn't you?
Yes, we were really fortunate. We had lots of wonderful volunteers that helped us with a multitude of things. It's just incredible. And, you know, now we've started on, what, our seventh month we've been in here?
Yep.
So we're finally, I think, actually settling in,
right.
Which is just unreal, but true.
Yep. Well, I follow along on your Facebook posts and stuff, and it looks like there's always a lot of activity, and you're getting some good numbers of people participating in all the events.
Yeah, we really are. We've been doing really great on a lot of our programming, and just have amped up a lot of things that we want to offer for people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always something more. You know, I'm always discovering something else we should be doing.
Okay.
And we are. You know, we're trying to offer a lot of different things. I mean, we've been trying to offer many classes on using our Cricut and heat press machine that we plan to open up as a makerspace for people to reserve some time to use these pieces of equipment that we have. And so we've got a couple of different options of times for that now in April, which is just exciting to be able to teach people how to use some of this equipment. We're going to be having an evening class on making these coasters that we made in March, and then we'll have some daytime and evening classes on how to make a mug or water bottle with a heat press machine, all those fancy things that you see all out and about. You'll be able to make your very own, so that's kind of exciting. We also have a class we're going to be offering this month on hanging terrariums. Do you remember terrariums from back when, maybe in the day when you were a kid, hearing anything about them, Paul?
Mean like an aquarium but without water or what?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
It's a glass structure, and you can put a multitude of things in there. In fact, when I was a kid, I had a toad in one that we made at home. Anyway, so I'm anxious to see what this all entails, and that's going to be offered here on the 9th of April at 6:30 p.m. We've just opened up all our lineup of different activities that we have. Another thing I'm kind of excited about is we're having Police Chief Cedric Borsgaard from Appleton here talk to us all about online and personal safety.
Okay.
That is a big deal, you know, that you read all the time when you answer the phone, you don't know who it is, and they ask you a question. You should never say yes because of AI technology, or A1, AI,
yep.
However you want to call it.
Yep.
I mean, it's a real deal, so we hope to have a good turnout for that, and we're offering that on the 16th of April at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to serve some dessert with it and things, and offer this for, just like I said, online and personal safety. And who better to do that than the chief of police? So So that's something else we're excited about. And then every Wednesday we have an activity here at the library after school. This week we are making whirly twirlies.
What's a whirly twirly?
I don't know. We've been making them this week. It's amazing what with paper, glue, and a straw and what you can do with it. It's just kind of amazing.
What's a whirly twirly?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just a particular toy that you'll make that will twirl.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then we've got a Hop into Spring Bunny Take and Make project, and that will be next week. And we're having a tiny art contest after school. And then Lego Club, and we also have our preschool story time is tomorrow at 5:30, and it's I Don't Want to Be a Frog is the theme. So, just something always here, and our friends of the Appleton Library are meeting on Tuesday, April 2nd at 6:30 p.m. It's a support system for the library. Yes, okay. Like I said, it's just constantly something going on here at the Appleton Library. We've got our tech time where there's help here and there, with any kind of tech questions that you have or need some help doing something on your portable devices.
Right.
Yeah, book club, just a little bit of everything.
Everything, yeah. What's book club studying this month?
Well, this month we are going to be reading the book Saturday Night at the Lakeside Supper Club by J. Ryan Stradall. So just got my copy of the book today and contacted everyone. And so if you're interested, we usually meet the last Monday of each month.
Okay.
And so we will be meeting on the 29th of April to discuss this book. So we've got a little time yet to read it.
All right. Well, let's move into what our people are reading. I think you told me last time April is like the big release date, is it?
It is. And there's a lot of new books that are out. In fact, James Patterson and Nancy Allen have a new book out called The Number One Lawyer. I've been ordering that and putting people on a wait list for that book already. Super popular. Criminal defense attorney in Biloxi becomes a prime suspect in his wife's murder. Also, Expiration Dates by Rebecca Searle. For 20 years, Daphne received slips of paper accurately predicting the length of her relationships, and that all changes when she meets a certain someone. Now, these are fiction books, so they're not true. Then in nonfiction, we've got a couple of new ones out, too. Jesse Waters has Get It Together. The Fox News host gives his take on some people whose political views differ from the ones to which he subscribes. And Barbie, which is all over the place, there's a new book out called Barbie, The World Tour. It's by Margot Robbie and Andrew McCamall. It's a producer and the star of the movie Barbie teams up with her stylist and a fashion photographer to capture her looks inspired by the doll-sized originals. So lots of different things that are coming out. Watch this month because more than likely some of your favorite authors will be releasing some new things. Brent Underwood has a new one called Ghost Town Living. Underwood describes his attempts to revive a town after he purchases an abandoned silver mine.
Okay.
So, like I said, just a little something for everyone. Stop on down and let us help you pick out your next read.
All right, where are you located and when you open, Cindy?
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney, and we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681, or, you know, check us out on Facebook or our website to see things that are happening here at the Appleton Library.
That's right, and you also put out a newsletter, right?
Yeah, I just released a new newsletter today. We highlight some things from the past month, as well as give you a schedule of different things that are happening here this month. So it's kind of fun, and I try to talk about different things that we offer here at the library, too. I've got a page that we're talking about programming and how we pay for it, because, yes, we do pay for these events and these different groups to come in here and provide some of our services for us.
Right.
When we offer certain programs, we have to buy the supplies and pay people to come and do that too. So I've got a page talking just about that. So okay. To give people some information on it.
And you can read the newsletter on your website and stuff?
It is available on our Facebook page. Right now we switched our email over, and so normally I email it to people that want to receive the newsletter, but I'm going to have to rebuild that.
Okay.
I'm working on a lot of things. We just last week switched over our email to a new email client, and it's a lot of things we'll have to learn how to use. So for now, I've just been posting it, and that we do have printed copies here at the library that you can pick up as well.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you. Have a great week, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.